Why, you may ask, are we dressed like this?
Because it's the holiday special.
Go Santa. Wait, it says go solo. Go. It's time for iOS today. Not solo.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to iOS Today. I'm Santa LaPorte.
And I am Mrs. Santa Maroney.
Mrs. Claus Maroney.
Mrs. Claus Maroney. Claus Maroney.
It's our... So here we are. I mean, we do iOS Today on Tuesdays, which turns out this year to be Christmas Day and New Year's Day. I wasn't going to make you come in on Christmas Day.
You
New
asked
Year's
me
Day,
to.
Maybe. Yeah.
You asked me to, but I refused, and it's in my contract that
and
I don't
right
have to
on,
be here.
Right on, as it should be. And we didn't want the staff and everything. So what we've done is what we've done in the past, right, is to... Well, actually, we haven't done this on iOS Today in the past.
We have done a holiday special.
We did an
special.
Unpackaging
Sometimes,
thing
yes,
and
yeah.
How to set up your stuff.
It's 1 year we wore our pajamas. That was great. There's a reason
that.
We didn't do that again.
Mm-mm. But this year we thought we'd just bring back some of the great memories from 2018, some of the great segments. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. You put together all the list. What are we starting
with? I did. Well, you know, this year was the HomePod. Can you believe that was only this year?
Yes.
It was it went for years. We've been anticipating it. But let's take a look at what we thought about it the first weekend we had it.
To its credit, setup is the easiest ever.
Yes.
Of course, that's because you're not doing Bluetooth. You're really not doing much at all. What you'll do is you'll have your phone next to it when you turn it on, just like the AirPods. I can't do it because it's already set up, but just like the
Could
AirPods.
Could reset it if you wanted to.
But how would I do that?
You unplug it, and you plug it back in, and you just hold it down. If you need to reset, you just keep holding
it
down.
Should we do that?
Can you
easily unplug it, or is it far, far away?
I can
away?
Easily unplug mine.
No, John can unplug it for us. So
here's how to reset your HomePod.
Unplug it, and when I say to plug it in, should I be holding this when he plugs it in?
No, right after he plugs it in. And now you just keep holding it. Don't stop holding it.
Don't stop until you
white,
get it enough.
And then it's going to turn red.
It's turned red.
And then it's supposed to beep 3 times. And mine never did beep, but then it restarted. And then she'll say, I'm about to restart. Are you sure? Don't lift up your finger. Just keep your finger on there.
Your HomePod is about to reset. Keep pressing until you hear 3 beeps.
So now it's reset. Okay. So now we've got a HomePod. Now what do I do
now,
to set it up?
Do we have to unplug it and plug it back in, or does it just restart?
Maybe unplug it and plug it back in just to be safe.
Or just wait.
Actually, wait a minute. It's actually resetting because it's not responding.
Okay,
so I think it's okay.
So then now it'll say hello.
Okay, now watch my phone.
Watch the screen. It's so easy.
It makes a nice sound when it starts
it
up, too.
It does make a... That's the alarm sound, too. Have you used it to set an alarm?
No.
I like that.
Another limitation. One timer at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's that nice sound. So that's the sound that says, I'm set up, I'm running. Now it's going to be looking, I think, it's going to be looking for my phone.
And your Wi-Fi. You're on Wi-Fi, right? Yay.
Well, no, initially it doesn't need Wi-Fi. It doesn't know Wi-Fi, so it's not going to be looking for that. What it'll do is get the Wi-Fi settings from your phone.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Isn't that neat? I think that's really nice.
Yeah.
This is about as easy a setup as I've ever seen. Now, that's of limited use because you only do this once.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean,
where should
you
I put this one?
Move.
I think this is going to be my kitchen.
You might want to, I don't know, maybe
now,
set it up
this.
In your home office.
Enable personal requests. Allow anyone to use this HomePod to send and read messages, add reminders, create notes, and more with this iPhone when it's connected to the same Wi-Fi. Now, the reason they give you a choice is if you don't want somebody to see your calendar, like say you've got hostile roommates, you wouldn't want to turn that on. But now I'm going to enable it because I trust you. Now it's going to transfer settings. Now notice it's limited. It's limited. It will only transfer a few of the settings, Apple Music, Siri, location settings. Isn't that nice? I think that's great. So this sets up very easily, very quickly. Really, the setup... It is really only two things are happening. One, you're giving it a name for its location. And you do want to choose that name and remember it because that's how you'll AirPlay to it. And two, you're putting it on your Wi-Fi network. So you don't have to enter the password or anything. It's getting that from your phone once you give it permission.
Now, you said only one timer. Can you set more than one timer on the Echo?
Yes.
Oh.
If you have multiple timers, you can have named timers.
Okay.
Oh, now it wants my password. I'll do that real quickly off camera.
I did not know you could set multiple timers. That's interesting.
You can even name them. So you can say, set a timer for the cheese fondue and set a timer for the string beans. Mm. And then you could say, what's my string bean timer?
And have you gotten it to read your text messages yet? Will it do that?
Yeah, it will, but that's a limit. You have to, this is on the Google Home you're talking about?
No,
on the Siri.
Yeah.
I don't know, will
your
it?
iMessages?
So my HomePod is ready now. It made that little bloop. So it's all set up. So I can get it. Hey, Siri, read my messages.
You can turn personal requests on or off in the Home app associated with this HomePod.
Okay, the voice. Mine is male. Yours is female. I didn't change it. Is that just what we changed?
Because your Siri's male.
Okay.
Now, notice I didn't choose that music.
Mm-hmm.
It's configuring itself for the sound. And there's no manual way that I know of to trigger that. That's playing Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting choice. That's not Tommy. What is it? I don't know what it is. Anyway, there's no way I know of to trigger that. It just does it. Whenever you're playing music, it will adjust itself. Again, you want to keep it more than 6 inches away from any surface. I know people are going to push it against the wall. It'd be better if you didn't. I think that sounds really good. Here, let's listen. So it knew that it was from the country music I played earlier.
Huh.
I mean, again, when you listen to that in a vacuum, you go, wow, that bass is amazing. What is absolutely true is the sound is absolutely clear. There's no distortion. There's great detail. Given that it's a single source, there's good imaging, but you're never going to have a good sound stage is what they call it, you know, where you're getting the sound coming from the whole area. It's going to be very difficult to do that, even computationally, with a single source speaker like that. And the best part is, and this is why I put it in the kitchen, when I'm cooking, I can move around anywhere in the kitchen, and it all sounds equally good because of those tweeters all the way around it. Same thing if you're at a party. This would be great, but put it close to the dancing. But this would be, I think, loud enough for, you know, a good-sized party. You know, not 100 people, but for 30 or 40 people, you could have a good time. It's a great apartment speaker. So there's a lot of good uses for it. But A, you have to be in the Apple ecosystem. You have to have an iPhone, iPod. B, Siri is not full. It is a limited Siri. And the capabilities are limited. As I mentioned, when AirPlay 2 comes out sometime this year, Apple's not giving a hard date, you'll be able to pair this with another speaker, make a stereo pair. We'll re-listen to it at that time. That might make a difference. And you'll be able to do multi-room sound, which is something that the Sonos does so well, where you can have really have a party and have one or two or more HomePods in every room. And then you could have 100.
Then you're cooking with HomePods.
Supposedly, if there are multiple HomePods in a single room, even now, it'll recognize that and it'll kind of shape the sound using all the HomePods.
Mm.
Not sure what that means. We've never had a chance to do that. There's one thing, to be honest with you, that I think is more important than anything else you can do on the iPad.
Life-changing.
Mm-hmm. The kind of thing that once you see it, once you do it, you'll say to yourself, man, I need more iPads. I want an iPad in every room.
The iPad's going to change the world. You might even say it.
You might even say that. When you play, I press my button and turn myself off. I'm going to have some more eggnog right now. When you play Fortnite on the iPad, I got my invitation to Fortnite.
Ooh.
This is Epic Games' epic Battle Royale game. It's still invitation only, although I have 3 invitations, so every one of you watching can get your own now. Every one of you. So this is a really fun game. We've been playing on the PC and on the Xbox. It's called a Battle Royale. Actually, they have several different modes. The Battle Royale mode, 100 players go into a playing field, and the winner is the last man or woman standing. They have some other games, though. A faster game where the storm zooms in faster and there's more loot. And then Release the Hound, a new Battle Hound outfit and Silver Fang pickaxe in store now. But let's just play a little Fortnite. Here's my character, Chief Twit. And you have a variety of modes you can play: solo, duo, or squad. I'm going to play solo, which means it's me against 99 other people.
Looks a lot like you.
I've joined the server. You know, that's since I've been working out.
Mm-hmm.
really made a big difference. Mm-hmm. And then, and so this is, you're actually playing real people. This is not a squad, you see. So now the way this works, if I'm not going to play the whole game because it would take about 20, 25 minutes. But it is, what you want to know probably is the controls, right? The iPad controls. So you move around with a joystick on the left. You can jump by hitting the jump button. You could switch weapons very simply by actually tapping the weapon. You can build. They have all the building features here. It's one of the things that makes Fortnite such a fun game. And let's get out of building mode and go back to running around. In a bit, the battle bus will come and pick us all up, and we can start the game. I'll just show you how you swing your pickaxe there.
Like, so if you want to play with other people, it has to be on iOS. Like, you couldn't play with someone on their
PC. That's an interesting question. I don't know if I'm playing other PC people. That's actually, I don't know.
Because I know that my boy's friends play this game, and it's one of those that they can't play because we don't have any sort of gaming system.
Right, but they might be able to play against them. Well, certainly they'll enjoy this game. That's a good question. I don't know if you're playing the same servers. I don't have any reason not to think so. Shall I jump out? Let's do it.
Jump.
Oh, I'm parachuting down.
Do you have a parachute?
Oh, crud. I forgot my parachute. What am I going to do?
Now, this is another game that would help you contemplate your existence here on this earth.
If you didn't open your parachute, you might, yeah. So you're going to pick your landing zone somewhere on this island. What will happen is the storm, which is really just, you know, a barrier, will slowly close in on you so that it pushes the players together. Right now, 100 players on this whole island, it's pretty easy not to see anybody, which is good because I don't have any weapons yet. All right, I better open the parachute now.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's a very complicated.
So
parachute.
The graphics, I think, are very good. They take advantage of the iPad. Now, this is an iPad Pro 10.5-inch, so it's a very fast iPad. And I'm going to guess that without that, you'd probably be kind of out of luck. Shall I land in the city? You can see other people landing at the same time. I don't want to land near anybody. And then you're going to get your weapons. You're going to run around. You're going to try not to get shot. Basically, that's the game, ladies and gentlemen. So I wanted to show you the controls. They're pretty good. It's really challenging. Oh. It's really challenging to take a game like this. And this is a map that they have on the... Oh, nice. I got some metal. They have on the same exact map. So, see, the storm eye is going to shrink in 3 minutes and 16 seconds. I'm just looking for something to shoot people with. Oh, he has something. And I'm dead.
Oh,
so now, the fun thing about Fortnite is
Wait,
we're
is that
now
you,
following
Kevin?
The guy who killed me.
Kevin, is that you?
Kevin, why'd you kill me? So we're going to follow. I play 70th, so good news. 29 people died before I did. I don't know how that happened. So we're going to follow him around. He's obviously a better player than I am. Look, he can... sneak and stuff until he gets killed. Then we'll follow the guy who kills him, and then we'll follow the guy who kills him. See, he's doing the building stuff. This is a really fun game. You have to get an invite by going to the Epic Games, but I have a feeling that they're very close now to rolling this out full time. It's free, at least for now, while they're in whatever mode they're in. There are some in-app purchases, mostly silly things you don't need, like costumes and stuff. It's a great game. I really like it. And I think that the port to iPad has actually been done quite well.
I respect everyone's desire or interest in this game. But to me, Fortnite will always involve sheets and clothespins. And I would like to invite anyone who wants to have Fortnite at my house. Please come.
Users on an iPhone and iPad can play against their console friends.
Awesome.
Nice. Doesn't look like PC friends, but console friends. And I'll tell you, I know exactly why that is. Because the controls are different on a PC, and people often think you have an advantage if you can use a mouse and a keyboard mm-hmm. over somebody who has to use a game controller as you do on a console or these controls on the iOS. So they probably want to make it more equal. So that's good news. You can play against console players. If Milo and Huck's buddies are on a mm-hmm. PlayStation, I guess, is it PlayStation and Xbox or just Xbox? Might just be Xbox. If they're playing on an Xbox, no problem. He can play against them But otherwise, if they're playing on a PC, you can't. This guy's really good. I think Kevin's going all the way. Look at that. Boom. Just got another guy. He's up on the roof sniping. This, to me, is the only way I play Fortnite. I land, I die almost immediately, and then I watch the other guys play. That's pretty much it for me. But it's fun, and it's free. And it looks, look how good that looks. Frame rate seems very good. Texture maps are high quality. I think that this is a very nice port from Epic Games. And that concludes, it is PlayStation and Xbox.
Good to know. What does it conclude?
That concludes my conclusions for this show. You know what I'm actually waiting for? That is very going to be very exciting. On the iPad Pro, they showed it off as the new Blizzard. People who are fans of Diablo are very upset because they dared put their PC/Xbox PS4 game on the iPad. But I cannot wait. I think it's going to be the number one iPad game in 2019.
I think Apple's cannot wait, too. But do you know, by the summer, Apple had already earned over $1 billion in revenue just from Fortnite?
It's amazing.
Yeah, a lot more by
just
now.
Just from Fortnite?
Just from Fortnite.
Holy, that means the developers, of course, made 70%. Apple makes 30%. Yeah. So that means they made $500 trillion. Or
yes.
Something.
Something like that. Speaking of how much money Apple is making, this year Apple decided they wanted to really push subscriptions.
Yeah.
They did, obviously, because they make more money that way. And we played a little subscription survivor this year to decide which ones we were going to keep.
This is going to be a regular feature.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
You got to do this on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Watch. If you look at your bills, I don't know, maybe it's just me. You start looking at like your credit card or your bank statements and all these little $5 charges, and they really, it's they like nibble away at you.
Mm-hmm. Death by a thousand subscriptions.
Yes,
that's what I call it.
Exactly. So today we're going to talk about that and how to fix it.
Yes. I like to do this also, you know, it's still January. For a couple more days, it's a new year. Clean out the stuff that you're not using anymore. And recognize the stuff that you are using and paying for. So first
of
all,
that's probably a good idea. This, you know, like do this on a yearly basis.
Yeah,
yeah.
Apple does not make it easy to find your subscriptions.
They do not, especially on the iOS devices. They almost kind of say you should really be doing this on your desktop. But not everybody has a Mac that they can do this with. Mm-hmm. On the plus side, they at least do list everything you've subscribed to on your iPad or iPhone, and give you a very easy way of knowing what the subscription costs, when it's going to expire, and to cancel it. So let's do that together.
Okay, so I'm going to start with the top one, which for me is the Apple Music membership, family membership.
$14.99. Every single gosh darn.
So let's see. Does this one stay on the island or does this one stay off the island? Here's something that does it. I also subscribe to Spotify.
That's the question. Should you keep one or the other or both? That's a hard one. If you're going to get a HomePod, which I am in about a week, then you probably want to keep your Apple Music because Spotify doesn't yet work with it.
Right. Do you subscribe to Apple Music?
I do because of the HomePod.
Oh, you just subscribe?
And the kids prefer it.
Yeah, they do.
For some reason, the kids prefer it. I thought, you know, the first time they offered a family plan, I remember shouting as my daughter drove off, "Would you like me to subscribe to the family plan?" And she shouted back, "No, I have Spotify." Both the kids were Spotify fans, but I noticed that once I got the family plan on Apple Music, I got profuse thanks. I think this was because it was early on in Apple Music, mm-hmm. and they didn't really. But now I think they're both iPhone users. All their friends use iPhones. I think they kind of want Apple Music.
Right.
The problem is if you're, you know, Apple Music with other hardware isn't quite a peer. Spotify's great on Sonos, for instance, mm-hmm. but Apple Music's a little trickier to get going. Things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, my house is littered with Amazon Echoes. So every time I want to listen to Apple Music, I have to pair them to my phone, which is fine. You just say pair Bluetooth and it pairs and then you can listen to. But the HomePod, you'll just be able to say, like, play my podcast for getting ready for iOS today or play my...
Your playlists and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, did I say podcast? I meant playlist. Yeah, play my playlist or play that song that's on the soundtrack to Superman 2 or, you know, whatever you want. It'll just... ideally, we haven't tried it yet. I'm assuming that it's going to work. So that is something. And the other reason I keep it is just my kids have all their playlists in there. And then they say, no, I don't want to switch over.
I don't want to lose that.
Even though they also can, most of the music that my boys listen to is already on Amazon Prime, which we already pay for.
There's another one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have Google Music, Amazon Prime. I finally killed Spotify and Apple Music. The one thing I did do, I with Spotify, you can subscribe in iOS, but then Apple takes a third of that. You know, anything you do in iOS, Apple takes a third of it. I felt bad for Spotify. I went to Spotify. They said the only way you can fix that is if you cancel your Apple subscription, then come to Spotify, and you probably should wait a little while so it all registers, and get a new subscription. And I did the first part, and then I didn't really get around to getting the new subscription. So now I feel twice as guilty.
Well, I subscribed to Spotify because it came free with my New York Times subscription. So
do I get it free with my New York Times subscription?
I don't know. You should ask. It might have been just a promo deal. But I hardly ever use it.
Yeah. I like Spotify's sharing and playlists. Mm-hmm. And one of the things Spotify does, I don't think anybody else does, but correct me if I'm wrong, is, and Andy Anatko turned me on to this because he tweeted, I'm going to create a Spotify playlist, make it public, and I want you all to add one song, the one song playlist. And it has hundreds of songs on it now that each person contributed their like all time desert island. If I only had one song to listen to over and over, this would be it. It's a great and eclectic, I might add, playlist. And that's so cool that you can create a kind of community playlist like that.
Okay, what's next on your list?
Oh, I have so many gosh darn diggity dang subscriptions. Let's talk about Jib Jab.
Okay, Jib Jab.
This one is one. It tears me up. $2.99 a month, and it's a monthly subscription.
When did you last use it, Leo?
Well, that's the problem is I want it every holiday. Like the Christmas, you know, I sent you this silly Christmas card. I want it on the holidays, Valentine's Day, but I don't want it in between.
I say cancel your subscription.
I've done this several times.
Yeah, just get it at Christmas. You only want it at Christmas. Think about how much you're saving. That's $3 a month if you're only going to use it one month.
So how do I cancel
$3. That's a good question.
It expires February 5th. Maybe I already canceled it.
Oh, look,
I think
did.
I already canceled it.
On January 5th, you expired. So you only have a few more days. So you already, that one's already off the island.
See, there's active and then there's inactive and there's stuff. And you can see some of this inactive is actually on active, which is really confusing.
So I bet you unsubscribed to that when I mentioned this. You were like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I don't want to tell anyone I'm paying for Jib Jab, but then it's still there.
No, it's still there.
Okay,
now,
what about Bear?
Here's Bear. Now, this one is the problem with this, and I do this a lot. Because it's such a deal. So if you get 1 month, it's $1.49, but it's only $15 for a year. Bear is a great notebook program that I demonstrated a few weeks ago. And of course, when I bought the subscription.
But you're still on the free trial on there.
Oh, let's.
So you're free. Because
otherwise.
I know. Are you going to use
this? This is good. This is one reason why you want to do this. Mm-hmm. On February 1st, I'll be billed $15.
That's a couple days. I mean, I don't know. What is Bear again? It's for writing, for
organizing?
It's
a beautiful. I mean, I really like it. It's a beautiful notebook program. Let me just launch it so I can show you. That lets you, it's very pretty. And so it lets you, like I'm planning our trip to Japan. And it has this capability. You see the hashtags? That means I've created subfolders. It has to-do lists, you know, that you can check. It's very nice. In fact, I suggested this for your bullet journal if you ever want to move your bullet journal to a digital platform.
Okay, so what happens to all that work you've done if you cancel the subscription?
That's another thing one should investigate. I think in the case of Bear, it stays, but that's,
all
you know.
All that work you've done.
Yeah, I put a lot of, this was for the show, but I did put a lot of stuff in there. But I'll tell you what I did, and I think I mentioned this on the show, as pretty as Bear is, I decided to spend a lot more money, $150, on DevonThink Office Pro, and that's what I'm using now. I mean, I'll show you. It's not nearly as pretty, but I can use it. Actually, you know, you can use Bear on the desktop and everything as well. I don't know. This is not a subscription. As you can see, it's very similar. In fact, the same exact, you know, information's in there, probably because I cut and paste it, right? But it's not quite as pretty, you know? So this is the same. But see, the to-dos, I can make those checks and stuff. It's not just, I don't know. Anyway, I decided this is an uglier tool, but I feel like a more powerful tool for me. For instance, you can import email directly into it and things like that. And Bear is kind of, it really is a personal choice. I'm going to vote Bear off the island. Yeah. I'm actually glad we did what we did, because now I know I can. I just beat the deadline, right? In 2 days, I'm going to cancel the trial. If you end your trial now, you could still access it to February 1st. I'm sorry, Bear. I'm sorry. Boom. Voted off the island.
Okay. All right. I'm next. Here's one password.
Okay. Now, do you use another password manager?
I use LastPass.
Because we offer all our employees LastPass. Mm-hmm. We pay for it because we use it for the business. 1Password is excellent.
Right.
But it's probably you, like me, you were reviewing it.
Mm-hmm. This one expires February 4th.
You don't want 2Password
managers. No, I don't think you do. That's really complicated. So
1Password you could argue, works a little bit better maybe on iOS. It's a little more natural. Because you get the little lock in the fields and stuff, but if you've already got LastPass for free from the company, if you didn't get it for free, I'd say 1Password, especially for iOS users, is probably a better choice.
Are you going to fire me in the next month or two?
No.
Okay, thank you. You guys heard it here. So I think I'm voting 1Password off the island. It's a perfectly good password manager.
That's in it. But you know what? These calculations, these survivor calculations are complex. They're fraught with peril.
Because I don't have, I learned recently Jason Howell pays for the account, his own LastPass account, so he keeps them separate. But mine are all just jumbled right in there together.
You can keep it separate.
And you still pay for that?
And we'll still pay for it. This is another one where I bought a year.
Really? With Aptiv? I have that too, but I haven't used it at all.
And I haven't used it yet. But I have a health club membership, and I've terminated it as of the end of February, because Aptiv is a trainer in a box. So you tried a whole bunch of them.
I did. I have.
And you have decided not to go with Aptiv, I think.
Well, I haven't tried Aptiv yet because I'm still on my free subscriptions. We'll get to that after. So tell me about, you haven't used it at all.
No. In fact, it's not even installed in my iPad, apparently.
Well, it's more on my iPhone. Listening, right?
Like, yeah, the idea is you put your headphones in and then a guy starts talking to you, or a gal, and saying, okay, and you pick.
Okay, I have it on mine. I installed it at least. Bored with your cardio.
Outdoor running, treadmill, elliptical. What I'm interested in, what I use a trainer for, is strength training. And so you can get, this is a, they tell you, like this one uses weights, like little dumbbells. Full body with weights. It's 19 minutes. It's got hip-hop music. Sultan's the trainer. Michael do hip-hop. Jump in, walk out. That's just your body. No weights required. That's an 8-minute push, pull, and press. Look at all of these. These are all real people. The real question is, the reason I use a trainer is because you have an appointment and they're standing there waiting for you at the gym. And so it kind of, you know, you kind of have an obligation to show up. But if I can do this daily, I think it'll be better. Plus they have a really big variety. I mean, this is just one of many, many, many classes. You could favorite the classes you want. So, you know, canceling the trial would be silly. This is going to continue. Oh, I'm in the free trial. Oh, okay. So I haven't paid the $100 yet, I guess. So February 13th, my free 1 month ends. Mm. A couple more weeks to decide whether I'm going to go for that $100. I'm going to keep it. I like this, and I think this is going to be good. But you know, you and I both, we need to use it between now and the end of our 1 month free trial. So this is another reason to go through these subscriptions.
Yeah. So I'll tell you one that I have been using pretty regularly and that I'm also on the free trial with, and that's Daily Burn, which I've shown before. And this is a similar.
Love Daily Burn.
Video.
Yeah.
It's video.
And can you do this on your Apple TV?
I can do it on my Apple TV, yes.
So that's kind of, sometimes people want to watch. Like I've done personal training for 20 years, so I pretty much know the form. Mm-hmm. I know pretty much anything they're going to throw at me I've done before. But if you don't, you need to see it on TV to know if your form is critical.
Yeah. I like Daily Burn, and I have been doing it. They have usually three people. They have like three different modifications. So I have,
nice.
If you're doing push-ups, it's like push-ups on your knees.
Yeah, they have the Leo model. It's just going like this.
Yeah. And then they have like regular push-ups and then push-ups with one leg in the air. Well, have you ever done that?
No.
I love the instructors. They're silly.
See, I like that. I didn't get a lot of silliness from Aptiv.
And there's all kinds of programs like dance, which I would never do. Yeah. Let me... find one black fire. Oh, La Blast. This is what I did yesterday.
I love this guy. Or maybe LA Blast.
And we'll just watch a.
Is he French?
I think it's LaBelle. I don't know what he is.
Oh,
but
he's definitely French. Look at him. That's a Frenchman.
I'm Louis Van Amstelen. This is La Blast.
I cannot believe it. I'm a Frenchman doing the dance.
Are you in the house?
Hey.
As a former 3-time world dance champion and Emmy nominated choreographer.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Why are you not doing
that? You do not
want
to see me.
Alone. You dance like no one's watching.
It's like Will Ferrell. Hello, this is a joke.
I'm sore this morning from doing this yesterday.
I bring you. I will feel silly doing this all alone in front of the TV.
Full body workout.
Why? Nobody's watching.
I don't mind it, believe it or not, if there's other people. I do not mind it.
Yeah, that's your thing. You like to perform.
I'm a
but
performer.
If no one's watching, you can't
I don't
perform.
Want to. I sit down on the couch with no energy.
You feel like you've gone around the world and back.
Let's
oh,
Lord.
These high
oh,
energy
Lord. No,
are
this
perfect
would...
for all ages.
You know, ironically, if this were a real person in a real class, I'd probably dig it.
Yeah. The better you get at that's it.
I would feel so silly doing this alone in my living room. I couldn't do it.
I love it. I feel like...
See, this is how you
like,
and I differ.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even... There's like salsa moves. There's African dance.
I want to do this one.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So if you are
it's
like
very
me,
Will Ferrell to me.
And you
See,
enjoy
I look at
dancing
it thinking, oh,
like
God.
No one's watching... because no one is watching. Try this.
How much is that one?
This is $9.99 a month.
Oh, see, that's expensive. I bet it's got the $100 tier, though, for a year.
Probably, yeah.
So that's why I commit. I'm going to commit to a year. I should try this, though, too.
Yeah, try this. And you can, you know, cast it to your
TV,
AirPlay.
Or speakers if you just want to hear the
right, if you just want to hear.
Accent.
Or there's an app. I use the app on the Apple TV.
Daily Burn.
Daily.
You're going to keep that one.
Burn. I'm keeping this one. I am definitely.
Now I have a really tough
burn.
One. So a lot of times I'll subscribe to newspapers and magazines through iTunes. Mm-hmm. And again, I always feel guilty because I remember, you know, they get 30% less than if you do it directly. But at the same time, it's just so darn convenient. You know, you'd use your Face ID, it's paid, or your Touch ID. So here's one I did not need. Because I already have it in texture, mm-hmm. The New Yorker. But I love the New Yorker, and I kind of want to support them. So I bought a year, $60, though, for 52 issues. It's a buck an issue plus. And there are some things you get if you subscribe directly to the magazine that you don't get if you use texture. I can't remember what those are. There's an app. There's a New Yorker app. There's not really much. Truthfully,
So you're supporting journalism.
I'm doing it more to support. Honestly, it's like a donation because I don't need it because I have texture.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a donation. And there are a few things I do that with. I do the New York Times, the Washington Post. There are a few magazines that I pay for, even though I probably don't need to, just because I want to encourage them to keep doing journalism.
Right.
Yes, you're
I think
right.
That's important. Do you do the crossword puzzle, the New York Times crossword puzzle?
That's one of the main reasons I subscribe to the New York Times, believe it or not, is the crossword puzzle. Although, if you want full access, you pay extra, but you at least get a daily puzzle.
Yeah.
I love the crossword puzzle.
Yeah. My dad is a daily crossword puzzle.
And it's nice on the computer.
Yeah.
The New Yorker app, which, you know, you do have to subscribe. I guess you can use the New Yorker app. I also don't have it on here. I have it on my phone, but which is weird. You'd think I'd have it on here. But again, I have texture. Oh, there it is. I do have it here. It's the New Yorker today. If you subscribe, and this is probably what happened is that I subscribed. Oh, no, see, it doesn't even know I subscribed.
That's what I've noticed with a lot of these. It's confusing, especially if you have signed up with Facebook versus signed up with another service.
I can sign in, I guess. Yeah, this is why when you subscribe to app, this is a real problem for me. When you subscribe in Apple... It's sometimes other things don't know mm-hmm. you've subscribed. Like I have an Android phone. How do I tell it? And it's you know, associated with your Apple account. It's very, here it doesn't know.
But it just knew in your settings. It's saying you're paying for it.
Yes. A link subscription, is that?
Link your subscription, yes.
Link your subscription and sign up. If you subscribe through a partner like Apple, call 800-444. See, I don't want to call an 800 number. Mm-hmm. This drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So I, in fact, can't really get full access to this app, even though I am paid up through, you know, whatever. I don't know. That's why I generally, it's convenient. You know what? I'm going to cancel this one because I'm not getting any benefit from it.
You just killed journalism, Leo.
Renews April 28th. I don't care. Bye-bye.
Oh.
Boom. Dead. Because I have it in texture.
Yeah.
And it didn't even tie it into the...
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Island. We need a gong.
In a way, you know, we're celebrating the traditional American holidays this week. Mm-hmm. But really, the real holiday for geeks is the day the new iPhones are here. The new iPhones are here. We were so excited to get our iPhone 10s, S's, the 10S Maxes, the Apple Watch Series 4, or is it 5? I've lost track.
It's Watch Series 4, Watch OS 5.
You were so excited. You took the week off. Fortunately, Jason Snell didn't mind doing the show with me. Watch. We thought because you're the expert at sixcolors.com on all things Apple. In fact, you probably were at the Apple announcement, right, in September?
Yep. And I've got all the stuff. I've got the Series 4 Apple Watch. I got the 10S and the 10S Max. So got a lot we can talk about. A lot of new stuff. It's nice to have new stuff, isn't it?
And iOS 12, let's not forget, which even for people who don't have new hardware, and watchOS 5.
WatchOS 5, yeah, actually, it's really, unless you've got a Series 0, is a great update, too.
Yeah. Actually, we should say 5.01, since we yesterday got a pushed out quick fix. Do you know what that was for?
I think some weird esoteric thing where there were like some issues where it would charge. It's funny. They finalize the software on the devices and they start to ship them. And then immediately there's like, oh, that's a thing we need to fix right away. And I think they're prepared for it because these updates come up really, really fast. But obviously something that they didn't foresee was out there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I updated my watch yesterday.
This is the 10S. Sorry, I almost did it. 10S Max. And I got gold, and mostly gold. I mean, it's slightly goldish white. But mostly the gold is the aluminum bezel. That's pretty sweet.
That's stainless, I think, right? Stainless steel, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, did I say aluminum? I'm sorry, yeah. Stainless.
And then glass on the back.
I don't know what we got for the, let's see, this will be fun. This is the 10S. Oh, it looks like we got the pure white one. So
I like that one. The silver, because it's the white is sort of a silvery white. Some people don't like these whites because they're not pure white. They're kind of like off white, but that's because they've got that metallic kind of shimmer coming through.
A gray white.
I think it's really pretty. I still think the silver one might be the best looking one.
Yeah.
And I always used to like black phones, but I don't like the black one as much. It's sort of like a chocolate bar or something.
Remember that what used to be you'd also choose the back for the bezel. But because there's so little bezel, they're all the bezels are the same now.
That's the best part because I hated the white bezel, big dominant picture frame around all of my content on my phone. And with the 10 line, that's not an issue. You know, you're buying, especially if you put it in a case, you are buying a very hint of a glint of metallic around the corner, and that's all you ever see.
Yeah. So that case, it doesn't really matter. Now this is the iPhone XS, which is really. Same size in many ways, almost identical.
Yeah.
Externally, anyway, to the iPhone 10, to last year's iPhone. Internally, though, not at all, right?
Internally, it's very different. Yeah, it's got a new processor, the A12, which is pretty dramatically different, and it's got way more of these machine learning cores, and it's faster. The camera sensor is 32% larger. And then there's a lot of image processing in the A12 that's going on there, too. I think the camera is probably the biggest update. But it is true that from the outside, I mean, the only way you can tell that this is a 10S and not a 10 is if you look on the bottom of it, it's an asymmetric number of little speaker holes.
Oh, my God.
I know all the designers out there, I just blew their minds.
There's three on the left and six on the right. Oh,
Yeah, yeah, and it's like 4 and 8 or something on the 10S Max. And on the 10, it's an equal number, even though some of the holes didn't do anything. They did try to make them symmetrical in a way, and they gave up this time. They're like, no, we're not going to even bother.
That's hysterical because, you know, and this is where Apple fanboys really kind of are so mockable, because last year people raved over, look how symmetrical, you know, Android, they never do this. They don't have that beautiful symmetry. And now that Apple's not symmetrical, look at the lovely off axis. It's like, okay, it's just a phone. Let's.
I think once you notice it, you can't not notice it. But it'll be one of those trivia questions where somebody will be like, I can tell the difference. It's like guessing somebody's weight. It'll be, I can tell the difference between a 10 and a 10S. And it's just where the speaker holes are. It doesn't bother me at all. It's a little funny. Apple so often drive strange design decisions based entirely on symmetry.
Yes.
You know, you could argue that their keyboards in the MacBook, one of the problems with the arrow keys is they didn't want to do this traditional inverted T because it was asymmetrical. And so instead you get this, you know, easy to mistype arrow configuration. And then here finally they seem to have just said, we give up and we're going to have asymmetry on the bottom of the phone.
Why have asymmetry? What's the point of that? I think
on the inside, I mean, last year, I believe some of the holes didn't go anywhere or do anything. Just, they were there entirely for show. And they had to move this. You can see there's that little antenna line on the bottom,
right,
too. So they had
left,
to do they had to do a bunch of stuff to remodify the antennas inside. And that's the thing about phones is, turns out, if you remember back to AntennaGate, you can have all the great design in the world, but ultimately your phone does need reception. So that, I think Apple has prioritized where their antennas go over maybe a little bit more symmetry.
Sensible. Uh-huh. I have to say, this does explain one thing. I've had the deuce of a time. I have a couple of docks, lightning docks, getting my phone in the dock. And I think, have I gotten stupid? It's moved. It's not in the center anymore.
Yeah, it's slightly off center.
The camera
drifted like a half a millimeter or something too. You can still use old cases. I actually have an old case. I have an iPhone 10 case here for my 10S,
and it works.
And it fits, but you can tell that it's just a little. I mean, you can't tell by looking. You have to like stare at it close up. But it's, you know, they're little tweaks here and there. They have definitely made little tiny tweaks.
And how about the bottom? Is the charging port on your case appropriately situated? I guess there's enough room in there that a little movement on the bottom.
Well, the brilliance of these cases that Apple makes anyway are that they leave a huge cutout at the bottom.
They can slide around
for the speakers and for charging. Yeah,
yeah, right. That
makes
sense.
Don't care.
Speaking of antennas, I don't want to start with a negative, but I should mention, since you mentioned antennas, there have been some reports, and I know my wife, one of the reasons I'm aware of this is my wife has had problems with both Wi-Fi and cellular data reception on these new phones, but Apple's not saying anything. And have you heard of these issues, and do you know what's going on?
I've heard that people have experienced them, which I think is not unusual for a new iPhone. I think the question is there something weird with the hardware, or is there just something weird with the software? Maybe not even iOS, maybe even like the modem firmware. Sometimes you'll see these things fixed by a carrier settings update or by an iOS update. And again, I think it goes back to Apple, you know, Apple tests, you know, a few thousand of these internally.
Right.
And then they suddenly are selling millions of them in a very short period. Right. And there's always going to be something that they didn't anticipate. So their silence probably indicates that they're trying to figure out if there's a problem and what it is and what's causing it. And they've generally been pretty good about doing software fixes to solve them.
I have no problem at all on mine. And we both have 10S Maxes. She's going to call Apple and see. Maybe they want to replace it. Maybe they want to push something. Maybe they want to take a look at it. But she's definitely, it's, you know, I poo-pooed it at first, but it's very clear she has to reboot several times, and then it will seem to kick in. We even tried putting a new SIM in. We got a new SIM from T-Mobile, and same problem. So I'm not sure what's going on. It could just be she got a bad one.
It's happens. Entirely. I mean, the first one's off the line, right? They are learning about production. No, we don't like to talk as tech people. We like to talk about the idea that everything comes off fully formed and perfect, and everyone is exactly the same.
Impossible.
And the fact is, these production lines, somebody gets, like, I mean, outside of Apple, somebody gets the first customer unit off the line, and they're obviously tweaking it as they go. And that's why we have warranties, and that's why, you know, because even at the volumes Apple or Samsung produce phones, even a 0.001% failure rate is thousands of devices. Right. So, you know, some people are going to get, especially early on in the process, they're going to be lemons, and then there are also going to be software tweaks. So, right. you know, it's a little bit of both. So, yeah, she might have gotten a lemon. It's entirely possible.
She says she got one made on Monday morning. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I had hoped to get to iOS 12 and the Apple Watch. Let's just quickly cover the Apple Watch, the new Apple Watch. Two new sizes. They went from 38 to 40 millimeters and from 42 millimeters to this one, 44 millimeters. But you also get a bigger screen. And I don't know if you can tell. This is the one of the exclusive watch faces for the new larger Series 4. I don't know if you could tell, but I guess it goes closer to the edge. The bezels, which were basically invisible, are smaller now.
Yeah, the bezels were bigger than you would think on the old model, and now they're mostly gone. And although it's not, you know, these are all postage stamp sized screens, but it is more than 30% bigger on both models.
That's a significant change.
And important to note also for people who bought watch bands that even though the size numbers have changed, the large watch will still work with your old large watch bands, and the small watch will still work with your old small watch bands. Their band compatibility remains intact, which I think is smart because Apple likes people to spend $100, $150 on bands. And why would you do that if you knew that next year they wouldn't work? Apple missed a little bit with the
They could have sold band dongles.
Imagine the opportunities there.
The Series 4 is noticeably faster. It also seems to be, to me, to be better with heart rate. I would occasionally lose track of my heart rate when exercising vigorously on the Series 3. On the Series 4, I have not yet been able to get it to lose track of my heart rate.
It's the second generation of the heart rate monitor. So they finally have updated that after, you know, 3 years on the old model. They updated the crown, which has got a haptic in it now. So you can actually sort of feel it ticking as you scroll through things, which is a really nice effect. There's the EKG feature in the US, which will be turned on in the next month or two, where you can actually give yourself this single point EKG and send it to your doctor if you're worried about, you know, heart health in some way. You can do that. That'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
That's not available yet.
And not available yet, and it'll be only in the US to start. Yep. And the back is ceramic instead of metal now, which actually matters a lot for reception in terms of Wi-Fi, but also in terms of the cellular model. It will get way better reception. But to me, the screen is the story here. Like, there are so many more pixels on that screen, which means they've redesigned these two watch faces, Infograph and Infograph Modular. Yeah. And so they're new complication styles.
Look at all the complications.
Apps have to get updated to directly address those styles. Right. You don't inherit them. Your old apps won't show up in those complications until they get updated.
Right.
But I'm really excited about the possibilities there. If you want an information dense watch face, and they also added new watch faces that are just pretty pictures and colors and stuff. If you're somebody who is offended by the idea that there would be that much information on a watch face.
Yeah, I think I actually always eliminate the other strange faces, but I should just pull them up so that you can see them, like they're lava and melting things. And here we go. Look at that. Ooh. That's actually real video, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And so if you don't like information density, I saw a lot of people complaining about the information density thing. And it's like, look, choice. I want more information density on my watch face, but they got plenty of options. If I have a complaint, it's that they really didn't update any of the other watch faces for the larger screen. I have some favorites. But they don't get to use the new complication styles, which kind of frustrate me. I wish they had. I feel like the watch faces in general, they can't just keep adding new faces. I think they need to start updating old ones a little bit more. And maybe that'll be a watchOS 6 thing.
Right. Do you use Infograph?
I am using Infograph right now, although I still miss my classic face, the utility face. And Infograph Modular is interesting, but I'm one of those people, I really like having the hands. Yeah. I don't want just the digital time, I want the hands.
Yeah.
And so Infograph Modular it's beautiful. And if I got some data in that little center section, like they keep saying that they're going to do a Major League Baseball update where they're going to let you put a line score in there.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I'd be tempted then.
Yeah.
But right now it's Infograph, the one with the hands, and then some complications on there. We'll see how it goes.
Some companies, some software developers have already updated their complications for their Apple Watch apps, I noticed. So I guess it's possible, and it's just a matter of time before many of them do. Have you now the other feature that we were talking about? This now this comes with anybody with Watch OS 5, is that right, or is this?
I think so.
Yeah, is Walkie Talkie? Do you ever use that?
I hate it. I mean, it is well implemented, I think. I hate the concept of it, but I know some people love it. If you remember back to the old days where people did push to talk on their phones, so you could like Nextel pioneered that, right? Where it was like you got a walkie-talkie, except you're talking to your friend wherever or a group. And so everybody else in wherever you are would hear the beep, hey, Bob, what's going on? All of that, right? I hate that. I feel like if you've got a cell phone, you should put it to your ear, and I don't want to hear all your little beeps and stuff. But the fact is, some people loved it. And this is the feature for those people, because that's basically what it is. It's a push-to-talk kind of thing.
I can't get anybody to do it with me, so that's the real problem.
Yeah.
I made Lisa take my Series 3 watch, but she seems to forget it many days. So I'll try talking to her. So you press the talk. As you see, you can choose. I only know two people with Apple Watches, Lisa and Megan, and Megan's on vacation, so I'll choose Lisa, press the talk button, and now there's a period of connection, and that's around 30 seconds of, hey, are you using your Apple Watch today? Let's see if Lisa's listening. So I just sent her a message. It found her pretty quickly. Maybe it just found a watch that's not being worn, because that would be, normally it would be sent in real time. If she responded right away, I would,
I'm trying to make this watch look sexy.
Jason.
Hey, no.
Jason wants to talk to me too. Oh, he hates it, but he's going to talk. Let's go back to Lisa. Did I lose her? Oh, she took it off? Oh, connecting to Lisa. I think she must have taken it off in attempting to make it look sexy. Baby, you can make anything look sexy. How's that for sucking up?
I'm praying to God this is not on the air.
Well, yeah, it is.
It's okay. I love you.
I think it's something for a spouse. Maybe if you had a young child that you know just wanted to stay in touch with. If you have an Apple Watch with LTE, they don't need to have a phone nearby. I have mixed feelings about it. I think
maybe there's some coworker kind of stuff too. If you're on a project somewhere and people need to pop back and forth and just send little terse messages, but it's not a conversation and maybe have your hands relatively free so you can just kind of hear it and tap instead of getting out your phone. I see that there are scenarios where this actually makes a lot of sense, but I don't think it's a like broad consumer feature.
Yeah. By the way, there is a setting to make yourself unavailable in walkie-talkie. So you don't, you don't just slide it down and you can see there's an available and I could turn that off. So if you don't want to be bugged by that, in addition to all the other notification settings, you could just turn off walkie-talkie selectively. I am a big fan of the Apple Watch. I was very skeptical when they first came out, and even for the first couple of editions, I bought them. But I think with Series 3 and now with Series 4, Apple is really doing a great thing. I'm very impressed by these. They eliminated the expensive versions, which helps me because I used to buy them. Now I can only buy the aluminum or stainless steel versions, and or I guess I could buy an Hermes Apple Watch, and if I still wanted to bust the budget,
you could, yes, if you wanted to.
Yeah. iOS 12 quickly in summary, is it stable? Should people upgrade?
Yes. In fact, it is designed specifically for people with older phones. So if you've got an older phone and you've thought, I need to never upgrade because Apple's always going to slow down my phone to make me buy a new phone.
Which they've
done. This is the update. This is the one where I have heard that Apple software executives spent the summer using iPhone 6s.
Wow.
Or maybe 6s.
Oh, that's,
and the whole,
that's
the
torture.
The whole idea, right, is to... These are supposed to make those phones work faster, not slower. That they, for the first time, are not really optimizing for new hardware, but old hardware. And they claim that it's actually a lot faster on old devices. So if you've got an older device, I think you actually should absolutely go to the new version of iOS because you're going to get some new features, but you're also going to get a faster phone.
I have to say, and we've talked about it before, so I'm not going to belabor it, I do feel like Siri suggestions and shortcuts are going to really change the way people use phones. And maybe more importantly for Apple's point of view, how they use Siri.
Yeah.
I really think it's a fabulous, I didn't mean to do that. Let's go back here. I think it's a fabulous feature. And I've already started playing with it, and I'm sure others will do that too, because it's just the ability to have Siri do things intelligent on command is pretty exciting. So,
Basically, all the apps are logging. They can contribute their features into this big pile of things. So as you do things in an app, it's sort of leaving, it's almost like a browser history.
Right.
And they can suggest, and the system can suggest, and you can actually go into the settings and find them yourselves.
Right.
And make these shortcuts that are literally, you don't need to do any programming. You don't need to launch a special app. If you do something, the app may even suggest, would you like to record a shortcut? So like for my podcast listening, I use Overcast. It has shortcut support where I can basically say, use this phrase, and I record my voice doing it to resume playing this playlist, and do that for different playlists, and do that for skip a chapter or go to the next podcast. And at that point, it's like recording macros or like keyboard shortcuts, but it's all driven by the Siri voice interface. And then if you want to dive in further, there is the Shortcuts app, which lets you stack those together and make a single command that'll do like 10 things.
Right.
And that could be incredibly complicated, but it doesn't have to be. You can start out with just these individual shortcuts in apps or in Siri suggestions saying, hey, I noticed that this time you usually do this thing. Do you want to make a shortcut for that? And I do think it's going to take some time. People are going to have to figure it out. But I think it's the most exciting thing to happen to Siri ever.
iOS 12, worth it. Haven't seen a lot of problems with it. They've updated it already a little bit, and then we'll update it some more. But I think it's highly recommended for all iPhones, even older iPhones.
And one new iPhone wasn't enough for you this year. You had to get two new iPhones.
I actually was really excited about the iPhone XR. Turns out I was completely wrong. According to the Wall Street Journal, no one's buying them. I don't buy that. Watch.
What do you think of the XR?
So here it is. Now I got they have the Cummins in colors, black, white, coral, a light blue, and this is product red. And so I thought, well, I'll get the product red version. Then I realized if I return this, I'm taking money away from AIDS victims. Mm-hmm. So I can't return it.
No.
Don't you think that's beautiful? I mean, it's sports car red. Now they're using an aluminum metal edge. And the only thing that strikes me on that is the stainless steel on the more expensive 10S and 10S Max will be more robust. Aluminum, of course, is going to dent a little bit. Mm. This is going to be a phone you want a case for right away. It's very slippery. Glass back, aluminum edge. This is just destined for trouble. Uses the same Face ID and all the rest, and I was very quickly and easily able to copy the XS Max to the XR using Apple's new setup routine, which we've walked through on previous shows. It really is great. The camera isn't quite as spiffy because it only has one lens, kind of like an iPad Pro, right? But they do a lot of the same things. I've got a portrait mode. In fact, let me take a portrait. Shall I take a portrait of you?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. And I'll do it in natural light. So there we go. That's a nice picture of you. And when I go to edit, you'll see I have all the same portrait mode capabilities. I can change the lighting. I can even do the... Oh, that's interesting. I don't get the studio, you know, the one where it's the background's
Where the
cut out.
The studio light, where
yeah,
it's
that's
in
interesting. That might be because it isn't quite. They don't have the two lenses, and they are using those lenses. I do get the ability though to drop out the background by changing the f-stop or bring it back into focus, as you can see. Oops. So some of the features that's interesting. Not the black and white, and not what do they call it? Cinema, where it drops off the back. But you know what? This looks pretty darn good. I think this is a very nice camera. You also don't get the optical zoom with the camera. So, you know, if you're doing a zoom, you're going to be going, the old pinch zoom, which merely blows the image up. That's not very good. But most of the other features are there. Video, maybe you can't do. Let's see. Can I do the? I'll have to go into settings to do that. Maybe you can't do the high frame rate 4K. Although it is the same 12, you know, A12 Bionic processor. So I guess it'd be capable of everything that doesn't require that second lens. You still have, of course, Animoji. This is the same front-facing camera as on the other ones. And it's an LCD screen. But, you know, let me...
Is your notch bigger? Is the notch longer on the...
No, it's very similar. In fact, let me open up... Here, I'm opening up my XS Max. Hold on. Let me take it out of the case so we were really doing an apples-to-apples comparison. The XS Max I got is the gold. And again, because you have it in the case...
You wanted to use mine?
No.
Okay.
Because mine has the same stuff on the screen, so it'll look
true.
Exactly
the same. I have a SIM question. Did you have to move a SIM from one to the other, or is it
This one's a Verizon phone, so I just got a new account.
Oh.
I now have a Verizon account. I had a Verizon account in years gone by, but I...
That Apple case is just
It's
so
actually
easy.
Good, right? You don't want it to come
out
easily.
Yeah, you don't want it to come out easily.
Right.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
It's soft in there.
That was a lot of work. Okay, now.
Do we need to take a break?
I'm exhausted. Let's compare, because okay. I don't think there's a big difference in screens. Honestly, the left is the XS
The notch
Max.
Looks bigger to me. Am I imagining that? Is that?
Yeah, because it's an optical illusion, right? It's the phone.
I see.
It's bigger in terms of percentage of phone screen.
Yes.
This is the nice thing about the XR is it's kind of midway between the XS and XS Max. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than the iPhone X, smaller than the Max, and it may be for some people, you should certainly try it, the perfect size, you know, a little bigger than a XR. A little bigger than a XS, I should say, or a 10, but a little smaller than the Max. I honestly think that the screen is fine. I mean, this is, if you had an iPhone for years, you had an LCD screen. I can't tell the difference. Don't you think that looks just as good? Let's look at the pictures of Megan that I just took and compare those. Something better here. Let's see. Photos.
Gosh, you and your folders.
Me and my folders. There's Megan on the XS Max.
So do you have 12.1 on these or just 12?
This is just whatever. 12.01, I guess, is the current. Here's Megan on here.
I'm just wondering if it's beauty-faced me or not.
Ah, well, no, I wasn't using the front-facing camera. Oh. By the way, Apple has announced that beauty face is a mistake.
Right, but that's, they're going to fix it in 12.1.
So let's...
I think that my skin color looks more real in the XS Max.
Yeah, actually, it might. It's a little more florid, isn't it, in the...
pink. Or... Yeah.
Still can't do, and that's because of the capture issues, can't do the other styles of portrait. Let's do natural light on both.
Oh, okay. So that was the...
No, they're both the same.
Okay.
They're identical at this point. Yeah, there is a slight difference. This looks a little bluer.
Mm-hmm.
And as you might expect on an LCD. But honestly, you'd have to put these side by side to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You can see I'm gonna break these any minute now. Both have glass backs. That's the stainless steel, and that's the aluminum. I think the stainless steel is prettier. I mean, but in many cases, somebody's called this the iPhone 9. I think in many cases, the iPhone XR is the iPhone 9, the logical successor to the 8 and the 8 Plus. I like the size. The price is right, too. Now, I got the 64-gig version for $750.
Your audiobook is playing on your other phone.
It's just crazy. I have many devices.
Sorry.
They're going insane. I think this, for a lot of people, at $750, 64 gigs, is the best iPhone to get. Now, of course, I immediately got a plastic case to put it in, and I'm going to put it back in that mm-hmm. as soon as I can find it, because makes me so nervous to have this out of its case, because it's this glass back and the aluminum. But you know, if you're gonna get a case, get a clear one so they can see those beautiful colors.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get the banana phone, the yellow one. I think some people, I think Renee Ritchie might have. I'm very happy with it. The XR, in my opinion, is a worthy choice even for those who might be looking or might have looked at a XS. It's smaller than the Max, but you see, not a lot smaller. It doesn't, you know, it's LCD, not OLED, and it doesn't have the dual cameras, so it doesn't have the optical zoom. That's the biggest thing you'll miss. But at the $750, it's a beautiful, I think it's a beautiful phone. I really like it. I love the size. So that's the 10R. Man, Apple's making us crazy with these designations. The R stands for nothing, says Phil Schiller.
Never it really had, stands for regular?
S and R never.
Does it stand for regular?
It's regular.
Real.
The 10 people. Real. The 10.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real. The Ken to 10 Dream Girl edition.
Dream girl.
Dream girl.
And then
we need
of course,
to do some research. If I've made that inscription wrong, I'll be.
Okay. I think you put the comma there.
I put a period.
No, you were going to put a period at the end, and then we
I
made
don't
you
understand.
You off. That's true.
I don't understand either.
So I fix it.
Does
of course.
The case protect the front of the phone? I don't know. Let's drop it and see. No, of course not.
I have a. I've been doing going without a case on my 10S that you bought, and I have this back. What do you call this? A screen.
A back cover protector. Yeah,
it just makes
it gives it
feel.
More texture
yeah,
too, though, so, right? So it's not slippery.
Yeah, and I like the look of it. Anthony gave me this.
It's really frustrating that Apple has essentially made, as always, gorgeous phones mm-hmm. that are made of glass and slippery.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if you're taking an object off your living room table and just carrying it around in your pocket, hoping never to drop it.
Yeah, I carry mine in my purse. So, but I have never
is your purse a safe space
iPhone screen. But I fix it, tore down the 10R.
Yeah.
Very similar stuff inside.
Well, what's interesting, I didn't mention this, but it's important. They pointed out it's got a bigger battery than any iPhone except for the XS Max. And because of the smaller LCD screen, clearly, and Apple has claimed this, will have the best battery life of any iPhone ever. I have to say, I don't notice a huge difference between this and the XS Max. I don't run out of juice in either in a day's normal use. But if you wanted the maximum battery life, this would be another good reason because of the LCD smaller LCD screen. I think it's a dynamite phone. I don't think anybody should feel like they're making sacrifices, except for they're saving 200 of their precious dollars.
And then there was another event, a surprise event in October, where we got the new iPads.
Oh, man. And, of course, who can ever forget... the Apple iPad and pencil that I bought you with the engraving Dream Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mine says Dream Boy. People wonder whenever they see my pencil, like, what does that mean? Well, you could find out. All you have to do is watch this. Apple Pencil 2 is $30 more, $129. Second generation. Oh, you can engrave it. Ooh. You know what? I'm engraving it.
Dream girl. Dream girl.
Dream. Is there a period after the girl?
No.
Okay. Done. Okay. Dream girl. Add that to the bag. Okay. Wait, I got to get another one. I got to get one for me. Should I say dream boy? I think it's only fair.
Yeah.
I think it's only fair. Is this going to make it take a lot longer?
Yeah. Oh, no, then we don't want that.
Do I want it all? I think it should be all in caps, shouldn't it?
TV.
Dream boy. That doesn't have the same.
No. Dream boy.
Dream boy. Doesn't have the same resonance added to the bag. So now how much would you pay? Oh, God. I don't even want to look. It's only $5,598.
We should talk about her. I know you talked about your new iPad over on the screensaver.
Oh, man. I have to say I love this thing.
I also love mine. I've been using it in replace. I always say I'm going to replace my laptop, but it's pretty easy to replace my laptop. I can connect it to my big monitor.
Yeah, you could. This Type-C port, they put a USB 3.1 connector instead of Lightning on the side of these, which I know kind of perturbs some people because we all have investments in Lightning dongles and all this. I happen to have a Type-C a headphone jack dongle from my Google phone, but it works. The good news is, unlike Lightning, this is a standard port that appears on many, many devices. I can charge my iPad now with adapters for many laptops, of course, for the Apple laptops. You get data out of this. So we were able to get, for instance, connect. In fact, you're connected to an audio DAC, a digital to analog converter, that takes the data, the bits out of the USB connector, and puts it and converts it to analog, so you can plug in a headphone jack. That gives you a much higher quality audio out than just an analog out. So that's, you know, what I'm doing, which is basically a converter. So that's awesome.
So that's why we're not using, someone on Twitter said, just why aren't you using the Apple USB-C to auxiliary? Is that sound not as good?
Well, that's what I'm using, except it's not from Apple. Apple does sell these, but this one's from Google. But it's the same thing. Okay, it's a standard port. Now, I have to point out, and we were a little surprised by this, FaceTime does not put audio out this port in any way, which is really an oversight because, of course, people who use FaceTime can't use headphone jacks anymore, and you can't use this to do FaceTime. You'll have to either use your AirPods. We used AirPlay to get my mom's audio out, but otherwise it comes through the speakers. This is really, I don't know if it's an oversight on Apple's part or if it's intended behavior, but it's very disappointing. Mm-hmm. This should be, it's capable of doing everything a headphone jack could do, but in the case of some software, at least Apple's own FaceTime, it does not. And that's wrong. You cannot connect an external hard drive to this, but you can connect a camera. And in fact, I was able to import my pictures, raw pictures, into Lightroom faster than I've ever seen before, because really the real story about these new iPads is the A12X Bionic chip in here. This is faster, as Apple said, than 92% of all laptops sold this year. And I'll vouch for that. It's way faster than iOS needs. Mm-hmm. It is mind-boggling. And if I have any complaint at all about the iPads, is that this is state-of-the-art future hardware. This pencil, the processor in here, the screen, that is running essentially iPhone software from 10 years ago. It the apps need to be updated. This is Adobe's Lightroom, and it's a little, you know, you can do a lot of Lightroomy stuff in here pretty well. Look how beautiful this screen is. So for some processing, like if you're a photographer, you might be able to use this for your raw processing, but you still need a desktop, I think, on the other end. If you're a writer, yeah, you can use it to write. You can use it to take notes. It certainly will do that, but I don't think it's as easy to edit text, even if you have the keyboard, which is another $200 on my 12.9-inch. It's not as easy to edit text as it is on a laptop. What do you do that you think this – I mean, what could you – you're coloring. It's good for coloring.
Well, I take out Procreate every time I get a new iPad, and I think, I am going to be an artist.
Yeah, that's how I draw, too. It is amazing.
I made some
this
stuff.
This new pencil is a huge improvement.
I made
improvement.
That.
Mm. I'll show you what I made. Something.
But have you been using the gestures on here? So, like, I can double tap and erase. That's erase because I have a background layer. That's why it's not
so
white.
So the default is, and by the way, we found out from Renee Ritchie, I assumed that there was an accelerometer in this pencil detecting the taps. It's not. So you don't have to tap hard. Just touch it.
Oh.
It's gestures. And in fact, that means potentially this could do more than just two taps.
Mm.
And the default on most devices, and you'll see it's switching as I tap it. The default on most devices is to switch back and forth between drawing and eraser, but that's completely programmable. And so apps could do something else, and you can even do settings on Procreate and other tools to make it do other things. So there is one gesture right now, and that's double tapping on the flat side. But that's
to make it erase.
To make it, well, make it erase or do something else because it can. Yours is almost as good as mine.
I'm more on the abstract side.
I did puffy little Bob Ross trees.
Let's see what you did. Let's see yours over there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am more. This is sort of more.
We're not artists. If you're an artist, this makes a lot of sense, I think, right?
This is, well, I don't know. I feel like I'm an artist. This
no,
is
not.
What my soul looks like inside.
Mm-hmm.
This is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Purple ball. A
but
big purple dandelion.
It's very meditative.
Yeah. You know, my trainer at the gym, who's been in a very stressful situation of late, has been using the coloring books, and he loves the pencil and the coloring book. He likes to spend long hours coloring.
Oh,
so that would be good. I'm hoping, and Renee Ritchie said there's a rumor that Apple wanted to get more I don't want to say desktop, but more powerful computing capabilities into this iOS 12 and couldn't in time, so it will be in iOS 13. There is multitasking, so it's very limited, though. You have to really to do it properly. Let's say I want to pull up something while I'm in my notes, right? And I'll create a new note here. It has to be in the dock. I can't get out of notes and then put something in the, you know, so I can do that. And maybe I could take my photos and slide it over here. So I have some photos that I can put in the notes. But it's very limited and you also have limited space in the dock. But in order to do this multitasking, you kind of have to have the thing in the dock. There's also kind of some cool stuff. For instance, I can slide this off screen to type notes and then slide it back on. So it kind of is persistent. And then, of course, you can make it be split screen. I always have trouble doing this by dragging it down. And now it's split screen and you can vary the sizes. So there's some okay multitasking, but it's highly limited. And my general sense is you've got this amazing hardware, this mind-boggling hardware that is in many respects better than a desktop computer, certainly the future of computing. But it's hobbled by iOS and the apps available to it. And I do hope that comes along pretty quickly. Otherwise, we've spent laptop money to draw your soul and watch Netflix.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see, you think you can do, is it as easy to do the work you do on this as it is on a laptop?
So far it is. So far the only thing really holding me back is muscle memory. But I multitask with Command Tab. Like that's how I get around through stuff. So that's the same way I do
it. The keyboard is great. I mean,
laptop. Yeah,
you have to buy that $200 keyboard and the $129 pencil. Because then it makes it sort of a laptop. Steven Sinofsky, the guy who created Windows 8 and left Microsoft in disgrace afterwards, tweeted a long tweet storm about how the reason people like me don't appreciate the iPad is we're stuck in the old paradigm of computing.
Yeah.
And that kids today growing up with tablets will feel like this is a full-blown computer. I'm not sure I agree with that. I think from productivity point of view, it's not... not quite there. If I were a writer, I probably would prefer a laptop to write. Right?
I know I've been doing some writing on here, and I got this tip from Jason Snell. He likes to put it in portrait mode because it feels like a piece of paper. So, I've been writing.
And he also says he does his podcast on there, and podcast audio editing and video editing you can do on it.
I love Face ID on this. I've had it's open every time.
Love it.
Do you think it saves the information from your iPhone Face ID?
No. You have to retrain it.
I know. Okay. So it's not, that's not why it's so good. Because
no, in fact, well, Apple's very clear that the biometric information never leaves the phone. It's stored in the T2 secure enclave on the phone or on the, there's no T2 on the phone, but on the iPad it's stored in a secure enclave. And yeah, no, that should not ever be transmitted over the internet. That would be a real security issue. Mm-hmm. You don't want any, because you can't change your fingerprint, you can't change your iris, you can't change how your face looks. Well, you could, but you know, so the idea
definitely
is
cutting my hair after,
unlike a password, which if it's breached you can be changed, these biometric information really has to be protected much more securely because mm-hmm. you can't change it easily, mm-hmm. right, or at all in some cases. I think if you're a photographer and the workflow suits you, or a videographer and the workflow suits you, or an artist or a writer and the workflow suits you, for those tasks, it's fine. But it is, I still am going to end up using, to me, this is not going to replace a laptop, but it costs as much as a laptop. And I don't know how people could, I mean, Apple really obviously thinks you should own it all. You should have a watch, you should have a phone, you should have an iPad, and you should have a MacBook. Probably you should have an iMac as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, collect all 10. Apple makes a lot of money, and everybody's happy. And if money weren't an object, that would be the right answer. Mm-hmm. You know, just buy everything, and then you use the tool that's right for the job. This is a hammer that isn't a very good screwdriver. And I think you kind of have to jump through hoops to use it for productivity in ways that you don't with a desktop or a laptop computer. That's my opinion.
Yeah. But it is, I love how portable it is as well. Oh, like I've been bringing it places.
It's a work of art. Let's just face it. I mean, this thing is amazing. If you disconnect it, you fold it up, it's a folio size. I like the new Folio keyboard because it finally protects the back. Mm-hmm. It feels good. It's a decent keyboard. I love the way this pencil is on charges on the magnetized strip here. It won't shake off, but when you put it in a case, it's easy to roll it off. So I would, you probably shouldn't trust this 100%. This is going to be an easy pencil to lose if you put it in a briefcase or a purse. I got the 12.9. Go ahead. Just, I know you're going to want it, but just take a...
You'd
think it'd be better for productivity because of the bigger screen. I mean, that's the size of the MacBook Air screen.
But it does... I do like how easily this
yours
fits
is lighter
in my purse.
Yeah.
And this doesn't fall off my purse like the Surface Book pen. The Surface pen would fall off in my purse. This hasn't fallen off.
Okay. It does. I like the flat side. I like the fact that it says Dream Girl on it.
Oh, yeah. You got that right. a lot of people were worried that you got the comma in the wrong place, but you went back.
I went back and changed it. I canceled the order. Yours, it's hard to see because it's so tiny. Mm-hmm. Yours dream says girl. Dream, period. Is it comma? Yeah, Dream, comma,
girl.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I couldn't leave it alone. So mine says Dream, comma, boy.
That's nice. That's really nice. And finally, the highlight of the year was the great discovery.
Wait a minute. That was the highlight of the year. All that stuff before, no. There's something even better than the new iPhone.
My favorite moment of the year was when you discovered Memoji.
Oh, dear.
Okay, here's a really strange effect. It's me in my car driving. I'm on my way, Maroney.
Now, I know in some countries and cultures, sticking your tongue out is rude. And I'm not trying to be rude to Megan, but that's a new feature of the Memoji. So, in fact, in every Memoji I sent you, I stuck my tongue out just to demonstrate, to show some more.
Right, okay.
So that was my face, and you're going to help me create a better one.
Yes, but can we stop for a minute and say you weren't actually driving? There was no movement in the car.
No, I wasn't driving. I was in the car, but I would never drive and Memoji.
Okay.
it would be very confusing.
Let's see.
So this is the Memoji that I created. This is my first attempt. And you.
Excuse me. Does this Animoji make me look fat?
Mm-hmm. You noted something right away.
Yes.
Besides my tongue. Is that I have no ear holes.
Yeah. Does this completely accurate.
Make me look fat?
See, I have no ear holes.
Ear holes are for listening.
They're for listening. Who listens? Not me.
Excuse me.
Show the next one.
Does this Animoji make me look fat?
Okay. Here's your second attempt.
Not only are there no holes in my ears, there's no holes in my nose.
So I'm just playing with the gestural stuff. It's not perfect, but you've used Memojis. And here's some of the new Memojis. You get a dinosaur.
I might also mention that the dinosaur is really scary.
And has ear holes. And nose holes. Why is it that dinosaurs can have ear holes? And nose holes, but not humans. I ask you.
I don't think they need to play them over and over again. I have to say.
Well, in case you missed the beginning.
Yeah.
There's the ghost. There's the koala.
Mm-hmm. I think the koala bear should probably sound a little bit like William F. Buckley.
This is the last Animoji you're going to get from me. I only play with them when they first come out. So you get the ghost, you get the dinosaur, you get a koala, and you get a tiger. So you have four new Animojis. Shall we make the Memoji, though?
Yeah.
Because I want to show you the process involved. You have to go to Messages, as far as I can tell, to start a Memoji. And then when you get to the Messages, you'll go to the Animoji section, the little monkey face. And then you can create a new Memoji. There'll be a plus sign. So let's do that now. And at first I went, let me go hook up my my camera. But no, it doesn't use your camera. This is totally from scratch.
This is what you think you look like.
This is, it's what you think you look like. Now, right now you get to choose freckles. I don't think I have any freckles. And skin tone, ranging from pitch black to purple.
Mm.
I might be purple or pink. You think I should be purple? This could be my alien Mm-hmm. Now, let's try a little bit to make it look like me. I think I'm kind of that color.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, a little lighter.
Yeah, I can make it a little lighter. See, there is a slider. So when you pick a color, then you have a slider within the color. That's close. By the way, this is completely, at this point, genderless. The hairstyles, so you don't ever at any point pick your gender.
Oh, interesting.
Whoops. The hairstyle, do what I just did. Then you'll have to start all over again. Okay, hairstyles. Lot of nice, I guess they're never going to get all the hairstyles, right? Here's all the female. Well, see, again, I don't want to be.
Here are some hairstyles.
Here are some hairstyles.
Some of them are long.
Some of them are long. That could be a boy or a girl. Cornrows, that's nice. There's a kind of interesting hairstyle. I always wanted to have the kind of hair you could do cat ears with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess this is where we go to the gender stereotyped boys. What do you think? That's kind of like me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe a little less on top.
How about that? That's the one I ended up using.
Yeah.
A little curly.
That was nice.
Like the curly, parted down the middle. This is the Shemp look. Hair on fire. I wish my hair looked like that.
But you can. You can have your hair look like
that. All right. Where's the color? Here we go. Oh, you can have highlights.
Ooh.
Look at that. Oh. So that's kind of is how my hair is with the highlights, right?
Yeah. A little salt and pepper up there.
A little salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's that? Oh. You get the full range of colors here. So I think some gray highlights would be nice. Yep. Yep. Head shape. I don't know. I think I don't know what my head shape is, but I'm going to make it round as I can. Eyes. Occluded is what we want. Yeah, that's occluded. Eyelashes. No. Brows. Thick. But nicely shaped.
Yeah, yeah. Very nicely shaped.
Yeah, I have a woman who does that for me. And then they really don't have any nose choices, so I just picked the biggest one they could find. Lips, I don't know. What do you think?
It's weird they only have three nose choices.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would pick the biggest one that I found, but...
Yeah, there's not that many choices.
Yeah.
Ears, none with holes.
But remember what you said, you can't complain. There'll be probably more Memoji choices.
Maybe if everybody goes, oh, why aren't there more holes? I gave myself a little sideburny thing going, but yeah. I'm not going to do any of these. Although you could see how you would look if you were a porn star.
You look a little bit like a Backstreet Boy, actually. Backstreet Boy, porn star.
Yeah. Backstreet Boy, really? You think that's what
not
I
with
am?
With the mustache. Without the mustache.
Should I have a little...
Maybe one
Backstreet
direction.
Backs in town. Eyewear. You can get some glasses. I wear glasses, but I'm really happier with a monocle. No, let's just eliminate the glasses. Headwear. Nice choice here for your app caps. Hijabs, of course, but also turbans and top hats and toques. Because, you know, if you're Canadian, you pretty much have to wear a toque.
Mm.
Now I look like I should be in the undersea world of Steve Zissou.
Mm. Oh, different colored hats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get an infinite choice here. I think I'll just go with my lips. Now I'm done. This is my new... Now notice I can have multiple emojis.
Oh, good. That's because if you're feeling like that one day...
And then if I bring my face into view, it'll start talking. Hello. I think this is not... You probably should test thoroughly. Now, okay, I've done that. Now, let's show you the one more thing that took me a while to figure out. And Serenity Caldwell did it, and I thought, oh, this is so cool. Normally, you'll use the emoji and let me get my face close enough. It'll just be a floating head, right? But if you pick up the camera, let's go back here. Pick up the camera and you tap the star. Now you have, among other things you can choose from. Oops, now it's really confused. Oh, I really confused it.
Is it the lights?
I don't know what happened. I broke my Memoji.
Let's go back and do that again. Now, if you pick up the camera, so I'm going to go back here and pick up the camera and then hit the star. Now you can choose, you know, a lot of effects. You know, you can have shapes and stuff, but you can also choose a Memoji. Look at that. You can do an emoji or a Memoji. Shall I be the Steve Zissou guy? Now that sits on your, see, it sits on your body in the real world. Should I record something?
Yes.
I pressed camera. Video. You're right. Before you do that, choose video. Oh, you could even do it in slow-mo. No. You can only do it in video. Photo. Can you do it in portrait? Nope. Can you do it in square? Nope. Pano? Nope. Only video or photo. So you have to choose video. Then press the star button. Then choose a Memoji. Then press the X. It's so easy. It's computing for the rest of us. Hi, everybody. I have no ear holes. And then I sent that to you. Your poor feed is just... Oh, see, it takes a little while. You could create a movie.
Yeah. You have a lot of lipstick.
I can... Now, this is an interesting question, and I'm puzzled by this as well. Can one edit an existing Memoji to fix it? Yeah, it takes a while. Oh, edit. Yes, you can. You can edit. Aha. So I should go back and take the lipstick out, huh?
Well, it's fine. I mean, I don't just didn't...
What color are my lips? They're not pink?
What goes all the way over to the... What if... Is there no color?
Yeah, but then that's not a good look. No color lips. I have lips color.
Okay.
I have some color. The question is, what color are they? They're pinkish. No, you're right. They were too red. I agree. How about that? No, they're still too pink.
Here. I don't know.
It's computing for the rest of us.
I really do.
Hi, everybody. I have no ear holes. I also look kind of Asian, faintly Asian. So, well, you know, but you can edit it. That's the good news. I've discovered that now.
Oh, good. I also don't like how your hair peeps out the top of your...
I'm going to get rid of the headwear. I don't think I should have any headwear.
Weird. Like your
should
eyebrows,
I have, still
like,
have
she's
frosted,
not shaping her eyebrows
though?
Correctly.
I feel that I probably should not have that hair. Or maybe... Do you think I haven't earned that hair yet?
Oh, you've earned it, but... I just don't know if it's the message that you want to really send.
Well,
it's like shopping at Forever 21.
Yeah. Is that more like my hair? No.
No.
Is that?
No.
No. This is probably the closest.
Maybe you need to make your real hair more like your Memoji hair.
Ah, that's the key. Remember, it's a caricature.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whoops.
For that one.
Okay. Anyway, you get the idea. I think my eyes, maybe I should be a little bit rounder on the eye. Not too round. I mean, this is the problem with... Oh, I do have droopy eyes. Is that good? Is that more like me? There you go. I think this is more like me. Now, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
that's
you?
Exactly
is that,
you.
Is that me or that? No, I think that's more me. I look like a little baby. A little baby.
Does it offer wrinkles? And I only ask because my Bitmoji offers wrinkles. I add wrinkles to my Bitmoji. I'm talking about me.
No, you're not.
Gosh. Oh, gosh.
It
I'm
is
sorry.
Not for people of a certain age, like over 15. Wow. I want to toast you, Megan, with this almost entirely consumed glass of eggnog. And it's mostly rum at this point, but I just want to toast you because it's been so much fun working with you in 20. Mm-hmm. What year was this? 18. And I look forward so much to many more iOS Todays with you in 2019. We really want to thank, you do all the production work, but we can't forget Kevin, what's his name? Because he runs the board. Kevin King. I know his name. Kevin King, who runs the board. He's doing the editing on this best of. He works very hard.
to make this show happen. He doesn't get a whole lot of credit. He's a young guy. He's a good-looking guy. Ladies, he's available. I just want to put a little plug for him. Actually, I don't know. Is he available?
I don't know either.
We don't know if he is.
I don't think that's appropriate. But
he just shows up and does his work and goes home. Anyway, we do know one thing about Kevin King. He loves sharks. So I got no sharks, Kevin, but here's to you, buddy. And here's to all of you. By the way, thank you so much for being a part of the iOS Today family. I hope you're enjoying your time with family and friends, as Megan and I are, because we recorded this ahead of time. We're really taking the time off. And I do really look forward to coming back and doing this show. It'll be January 8th for our next new iOS Today. And if you want to join us live, you can watch us do it live. I usually get in. I roll in about an hour late. So we say it's going to start at 9 a.m. Could be 10 a.m. That would be 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. That would be 1700 UTC. If you want to watch us live, go to twit.tv/live. It is actually a different show if you watch live. They cut all the bad stuff out of the final version. Here's to Kevin King, once again, our editor. So if you want to see the bad stuff, tune in then. Watch live at twit.tv/live. Be in the chat room at irc.twit.tv. Subscribe, though, and that's the best way to get the best version, the finished, polished edition, the minute it's available Tuesday evening. Just find your favorite podcast application, subscribe to iOS Today, and then you won't miss a single episode. Are you doing anything special? Are you going to Montana for Christmas or anything?
No, just staying home.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to a kind of quiet
home for the holidays.
We've got a Christmas tree. We're all set up. Got the lights in the house. They fell off, by the way. Remember I told you we hired some people at great expense to put up the lights?
And they fell off?
Yes. That's a story for another day, but we got three, but I'm going to tell it today. We got, we have that arch, the portico. We have three arches at where the carriages pull in and the fancy people get out of the carriage. The portico, I call it. There's three arches there. And so we got three giant illuminated balls, you know, about this big to hang from the arches. So last week, the middle one fell off.
Did it break?
No, it didn't break. It landed in a bush, but it was sitting on the bush. The two were up there. So the guy, we called them, and they came back, the installers, because I wasn't going to get a ladder, put it back. 2 days later, this one falls off. We call them. They come. They put it back. This morning, I wake up. Guess what?
The third one fell.
All three of them are in. No. The third one fell down. So now I have to call them just in time for the holidays. These poor guys, they thought they'd come out one afternoon, set up the lights, and be done with
us. Poor guys, you paid them.
I did, and I'm sorry. I'll never use them again.
Yeah.
Next year, I'm going to get up
and I'll go, and I'll do yours.
Would you please?
I do my own, and they look sort of wonky, but...
Oh, you should see. Perfect, you know, straight line.
A little line. Bit like Grinchy.
Grinchy?
No, mine look like, they look homemade. I'll put a picture online.
I'm glad that you wore the poinsettia camouflage today, because you've really blend into the set. Just I can't even tell where you are because you just blend in. How many poinsettias did we buy for this show? Anyway, it's been really fun doing iOS Today with you, Megan, and I look forward to 2019 doing it with you too. So please come back. We'll see you January 8th on iOS Today. We don't have to doff our app caps today.
No,
we'll just sit here and drink.
Cheers.
Happy New Year.